This is Sydney.
And I'm Cher. Here we are again with another challenge check-in where Sydney is reminding me why I left middle school.
Hear, hear.
All right, AI Don, get us started.
Welcome to Sydney's Wandering Minds Weekly. Our first category is Lessons Learned from a Country Song.
In this segment, we'll share with you a lesson we've learned from a country song. Yeehaw!
Sydney, I couldn't decide, so I had AI write it for me.
What?
Here it is. AI helping me out. This is what I learned from a country song.
Okay, so did you write what have we learned from country songs to AI and they wrote a song?
Yes.
And they picked a woman. Good for them.
I picked a woman.
And you picked a woman. Good for you.
I think the chorus that's coming up sums it up. Here you go right now.
Okay,
chorus.
Ready.
There you go. That's what I learned from a country song.
I'm disappointed that no animal died, no truck was scratched. Where was the beer?
Keep listening and you'll get most of it.
All right. Well, that needs to be your first release. There and on. Goodbye, Sid. You've been replaced. I'm going to go home and I'm going to write the best country song that I can, okay? I know that AI did it immediately, but...
Thank you, Don's sister.
Well, I know we said country, but I had to go to the first time I heard rap.
You're killing me.
The Georgia Patrol was making their rounds, so they fired a shot just to flag him down. A big-bellied sheriff grabbed his gun and said, "Why'd you do it?"
That's Reba. It's not rap.
It was rap to me when I was 8. I was like, what is this fast-paced? What? And it's crazy. There's guns, murder. As far as I'm concerned, it's rap. But what I learned from That's the Night When the Lights Went Out in Georgia, which I know every single lyric. But what I learned is you cannot trust the government when I was 8. And that I should be a really good sister. Because in the story, the sister kills the wife for sleeping around. And her body will never be found. And I thought, what could I do better to be a better sister? Which goes perfectly into our next segment, where we will talk about our brothers in the segment called
From the Minds of Bros.
My big brother, Randy, wrote a very beautiful poem that he would like to share with all of us. Here it is. "Hell's too good for him," the angel said. "Let's give him life and make him wish he were dead. I must have been worse than the average deceiver because they put me on earth and gave me hay fever." Beautiful, Randy.
Well done, Randy.
Very well done, especially if you knew that he does have severe hay fever. His eyes swell up, watery.
That was written from his heart, and I know it.
Mm-hmm. It was, so thank you.
Beautiful.
Thank you, big bro.
And I'm going to go with a little bro. I have recently deleted all, I had, oh, I don't know, maybe 200 voicemails on my phone that I needed to delete. But I did not delete my little brother, Grady's. Those were the only ones that remained, and a few from my kids. The reason I do this, and this is what we're going to go with, is that when Grady calls me, and I don't answer, I get verbally harassed. And sometimes they're hilarious and random, and sometimes they're quite mean. And so I'm just going to go ahead and play for you what I get from my middle child brother.
Oh, I'm so excited.
"I know you're not that stupid. You have 3 kids. You have a beautiful home. I know you know how to put an IKEA desk together. If you call me in the middle of the night again, asking how to put an IKEA desk together, we're going to have issues. You're smarter than that. You don't have for brains. So handle your business. Put the dadgum IKEA desk together so you can do whatever you need to do with the desk. Tell them why you bought a desk in the first place. Give me a call when you can. Bye, brain."
I love that one so much. Grady leaves me a message every time I don't answer, which is why I don't answer, because I love those and I collect them. And they're so funny and I play them for my children. Especially the ones where he calls me a total brat, because my kids love to hear that from a sibling. It's the best.
I enjoyed it. I think you should add that every week because I want to hear him actually call you a brat. That would be fun.
I'll play another one for you after.
Okay.
And I would just like to state for the record, there was no IKEA desk ever. That was all made up, which makes it even better. I was like, what in the heck? Okay, moving right along, partner.
Supercharge your vocab.
And in this segment, I share a new word with Cher, who has to use it in a sentence before she knows what it means. The word from Urban Dictionary is dankrupt.
Dankrupt?
D-A-N-K-rupt. Dankrupt.
Is it a noun or a verb?
It's a verb.
Okay. Sydney excels in dankrupt. It's like she's got a PhD in dankruptness.
Dankrupt. To be out of marijuana. And I am dankrupt. Dankrupt.
Wait. We're doing a family show and you're saying that we're out of marijuana.
Yeah, bankrupt. Because that's family show.
You want to always be bankrupt.
You want to be bankrupt. Families can be forever together, and you together can be bankrupt. Okay, but I have a bonus for you, Cher. I looked up your name in Urban Dictionary.
Oh, gosh.
Do you want to know what it says about the name Cher?
Yeah, please.
All those who have their name similar to Cher are usually good-looking persons, especially the eyes and lip, and have one hell of a character. They never give up, and they're difficult to resist. Never underestimate the friendship of a Cher. So a bonus challenge is to look up your own name and move forward with caution on that one.
Did you look up your name?
I did.
Oh, what is it?
Sydney, someone who is relatively short with dark, crazy hair. She never wears pants and almost always wears heels. She's a ball of energy, bouncing from person to person with the crazy run. A bit scatterbrained, but loved anyway.
Did you write that yourself?
No, ma'am.
I don't believe it.
Moving on from bankrupt, let's move on to our challenge.
Oh, hallelujah. I didn't think we'd ever get here today.
This week's challenge was to find a scripture that you could memorize or carry with you.
This is my favorite scripture, which I did have in my wallet for years and years until I lost it. But here's the scripture. It's in Ether 12, verse 6. And now I, Moroni, would speak somewhat concerning these things. I would show unto the world that faith is things which are hoped for and not seen. Wherefore, dispute not because ye see not, for you receive no witness until after the trial of your faith. I love that scripture.
I love that one too. Did you memorize it?
I did memorize it.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Cher, look at you.
I don't mess around, Sydney.
I also memorized mine.
If you say he dwelt in a tent, I know that's what you're doing.
I'm not going to say that. I will say I forgot to do the challenge. Can we have a moment of honesty? I did. I forgot what it was and I forgot to do it.
That's fair.
Okay, but it's not too late.
No, it's not too late.
I will repent. Okay.
I appreciate the honesty.
But I did quickly recover and repent because there is a scripture that I feel is highly underrated in Jacob 6 because I feel he says this with complete exhaustion and like on the verge of just like strangling someone's neck. In verse 12, it says, "Oh, be wise. What can I say more?" And I love that scripture because really what else? Like you're bearing your soul and begging people to do the right thing and they're not listening basically ever. And you're just like, could you just be wise? What can I say more? And I memorized that one right now. What else? What's there to say more?
Nothing. And with that,
we'll say no more.
Have a good week.
Yeehaw. Listen, I went to lights down in Georgia.
Listening to that old 22, taught me life lessons under the western moon. Hard work was on the tracks out in the field, made me feel, made me appreciate every boot and every heel. Dogs by your side through thick and through thin, with a wag of a tail, they'd always jump right in. Pickup trucks ain't shiny, they got mud on the tires. Says you ain't afraid to get down in the mires. Since you ain't afraid to get down in the mires, this is what I learned from a country song. Life's a melody and you gotta sing along. The best days of your life are now, unless they're not. But either way, give it your best shot. Breakups are tough, they'll rattle your soul. With a baseball bat, shotgun just out of sight. Nature's where God is, and every leaf, every breeze, rustle, rustle of branches in the whispering trees. Open the Bible, find guidance within. It's the good book's wisdom where we all begin. This is what I